Yo, what up? It's me. It is your boy, K-Fitz, bringing that new, just for you, that real, that you can feel. Thank you so much for listening to The Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. Make sure that you're subscribing to this podcast, download as many episodes as you please, and make sure you are following me on Instagram at KFitzInspires. So with that being said, let's get into it because I'm definitely about to bring some heat today, and I'm about to discuss a topic that's a little controversial for some people. And some are going to hear this initially and they're going to feel like, oh, that doesn't sound right. Oh, how could I be so selfish? How could I be so... Nah. Don't let the title fool you. Listen to what I have to say, and I guarantee there are some nuggets you can take out. You may agree with everything I say, you might not. That's the purpose of me putting the information out there, is for you to listen, take the information that you desire, apply it to your life, and then make the necessary changes to become your best version. I'm literally just here as a vessel to help give you a little more information. So I've kept my eyes close to the ground. I kept my eyes on people that I've looked up to for a very long time. I kept my eyes on LeBron James, Daniel Cormier, Elon Musk, Eric Thomas, and so many other powerful, powerful people in industries. I literally watched their every move. I've assessed how they do their presentations. I've assessed how effectively they achieve results. And I've seen them pull up to events with the nice clothes, with the fancy cars. And I just became so enamored by the perceived greatness that I felt from just seeing them on the screen every single day. And I'm not even going to front. I was absolutely mystified by it. Why lie? In fact, I think the better word is starstruck. And what's crazy is that I was starstruck by somebody that I had never had a chance to meet in my entire life. And I wanted so badly to be at their level. I wanted to grow and I wanted to excel to their height. I wanted to exceed everything that they did. So I watched and I watched and I watched. But there was one thing that I didn't do. And what I'm about to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why so many of us have not achieved the income that we desire, have not developed the network that we desire, still have to live well beyond our means mentally and struggle paycheck to paycheck and continue to wonder why life is not like that of the celebrities that you keep your eyes on so much. So here's what it is. The reason why we haven't gotten to that place of greatness yet is incredibly simple. It's because we are so obsessed with watching other people's lives that we're not out here living our own. Let me say that again for the folks in the back, those folks on IG Live, those folks on YouTube, the folks on the podcast. Listen, I'm going to say it again. We are so obsessed with trying to live vicariously through someone who would sign an autograph for you and walk away from you and probably never see you or think about you again unless you were in a situation where it could be lucrative to them. Don't have to like it. I'm just telling you my thoughts here. You see, we love our idols. We love our role models. And so much of that, we invest minutes, hours, days, and possibly months by the time you calculate all of the time together into keeping up with them, their lives, buying their products, watching their films, attending their events. And we aren't even a blip on their radar. And you know why we're not a blip on their radar? It's not that you're too small. No. It's not that you're irrelevant. No. I think that we're relevant, right? You think you're relevant too, right? I would hope so, because we're all special beings. We're divinely made. We're made to be great at the end of the day. But what I will tell you is that too often we lock in on people that would never take the time of day to lock in on us. So I say this to you. I believe that if we display the drive, if we made the plans, if we got up and got after it, then beyond a shadow of a doubt, that could be us too. We could be the ones achieving that level of greatness that we truly aspire to in our minds. The reason why you're not on their radar, the reason why you're not visible, is really simple. It's called the law of attraction. You see, like attracts like. Who wants to be in a relationship with somebody that they can't relate to? I mean, in this case, they have to put in blood. They have to put in the sweat equity, the tears, the energy, They have had many wins that you celebrate, but they care more about the losses. They cherish those losses more because those losses produce the wins that you currently obsess over and support them of. I'm going to say this again.
They care more about the losses because those losses were converted into wins, and those wins are what got you to respect and love their greatness so much that you follow, support, buy everything.
You see, they, just like you, they still got to balance careers, still got to manage brands, still got to maintain a family. And when you start combining all these various variables, when you start combining all these variables, all of this slowly begins to sound concerning if you don't know who you're dealing with. So you have to be very careful about who you choose to be around. Now, if you've listened to past podcasts, you know how I feel about this. You know that I believe that your network is your net worth. You are the sum of the people that you hang around. So if you hang around people 9 times out of 10 that are average, eventually it will be 10 out of 10. And number 10 will be you. But if you want to be great, you're going to surround yourself with greats. However, great people only want to be surrounded by great people. So at a minimum, you have to display the potential to be great in order for great people to want to bring you into their circle and to want to mentor you or to bring you to a level of greatness that they have already achieved. So today, this is my call to action to you, to everyone listening, to everybody watching. I know you love your athletes, your actresses. I know you love those big corporate executives. But right now, today, I need you to take a step back and stop staring in blind ignorance at their greatness and start working on building your own. There's only 3 ways that you can experience this game that we call life. You can experience it on the field, on the bench, or as a spectator. Those are the only 3 ways. The person on the field is working and hustling hard to achieve their goals. In fact, they're literally living their goals in real time. That is why you are watching them on the court. The person that's on the bench, that person is grinding hard and is waiting for their opportunity to get in the game. All they're doing is waiting to get in. They're grinding, they're building, they're preparing themselves because they know their time is coming. And then there's the spectators that just like to sit on the sideline. They like to just watch. They like to talk about what other people are doing. And they like to also talk about what people ain't doing that they should be doing. They know all of the stats of everybody who's trying to play, and that's how they're able to judge. But the funny thing is that they're so busy learning your stats that they don't have stats for themselves. Woo! These are facts, people. I'm not just making this stuff up. They're so busy worried about everybody else's stats that they have no stats of their own. There's only 3 types of people: on the field, on the bench, and spectators. Which of those are you going to be? Today, I want to talk to you on the subject of loving yourself and improving yourself and not just aimlessly obsessing over others. So are you ready? Because I'm ready. It is the Altitude Podcast Season 4. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But in the meantime, go grab a pen, get you some paper, and we'll be right back. The company you keep is critical to solidifying your mark on the world. Normally, your team, image, and moves change as you progress. If you keep the same people around year after year and you see no genuine growth, then your circle probably needs to change. That right there, that's an excerpt from my Amazon self-help best-selling book, Altitude Tales of Resilience. In this book, I give you a transparent perspective on a multitude of topics that'll help you get past your previous situations, leverage your failures to turn them into strengths, help you build a more resilient life, and learn to leverage the tools that you already possess to become your best you every single day. So log on to www.amazon.com and get your copy of Altitude Tales of Resilience by your boy, K Fitz, today. And you and I can elevate in altitude together. Let's get back to the show.
Let's go. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams.
I'd like to start this second half off with a quick story. Kobe Bryant will go down on the Mount Rushmore of basketball as one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. But there's something very, very interesting about Kobe's journey and how he arrived to where he concluded his career. May he and Gigi rest in peace. You see, Kobe Bryant in many ways mirrored the greatest of all time, the GOAT, Michael Jordan. You can look at the weight training, nutrition, practice, shot selection, the assassin mentality, the final shot is mine and I will not lose. I will put this team on my back. That was Kobe being Bryant. There's actually videos on YouTube that you can look up where you can watch Kobe and Michael in games and they put both of them side by side and you will see how almost scary identical their gameplay was. It's pretty obvious. Kobe Bryant aspired to be better than Michael Jordan. Internalize what I just said. He aspired to be better than Michael Jeffrey Jordan. He wasn't starstruck. He made Jordan the standard, and simultaneously, he made Michael Jordan the target. You see, Kobe didn't just sit back in awe at his airness. Kobe made the decision that Mike would be the blueprint, but he would not be the limit. He is not where the buck stops. He used his desire to be the greatest to build his own lane. He developed a mind state, an aura. He developed an energy. And eventually, all of that combined became known as what we all love to call today,
Mamba mentality.
You see, I firmly believe that change came because he stopped keeping his eyes on Jordan and he started focusing on becoming his greatest self. He would look back periodically, but he looked back in order to grow. He looked for tips. He looked for best practices, guidelines, recommendations, various scenarios that Jordan had experienced that he had not experienced yet, so he would know how to respond when the situation finally presented itself to him. The moral of the story here is the minute you stop staring at someone else that inspires you and you immediately get obsessed and lock in on reaching or exceeding their level and backing it up with action, my friend, that is when you begin to elevate in altitude. That is the moment. That is when the relevancy of your brand, your credibility, it begins to rise. This is where you begin to prepare a seat at the table for yourself. Some will tell you that
you can never achieve that level. That's not possible.
Cool. Here's my reply to that. If they don't give you a seat at the table, my friend, bring one from home and also bring silverware, plasticware, napkins, put all that in your back pocket. Show up. That way, you let them know that it is game time and that you are obsessed with your greatness and you're going to put in the energy. You're going to make that aura appear just like that Mamba mentality. That being said, here's a couple of reasons why you, yes, you, should be obsessed with becoming your greatest you rather than sitting back and observing someone else ascend to a level of greatness that you are more than worthy of. Number one, because you owe you. There should be no reason that you can spend more time watching other people chase their dreams, chase their life's work, and you are standing stagnant building somebody else's life work. Dial it back a little bit, buddy. Bring it in. Hold yourself accountable and go get what's yours. I mean, at the end of the day, when you accept that missing your goals is 100% on you, I'm telling you, the mentality changes and the obsession hits that achieving your life's work matters. And then your action becomes a lot easier to execute. Some people live and they die with the following percentages: 100% potential and 0% legend. I think it's time that you claim your rightful place. Get obsessed because you owe you. Number two, momentum comes to those who move. When you sit back and you just watch, you are volunteering to be in a state of inertia. There is no progression. There is no growth. There is no greatness to achieve. But every single time you log online and you click a button to observe your favorite celebs, your favorite athletes, someone else is going to get paid for your efforts. You bought $200 worth of gear, but you wouldn't spend $200 on that website to help build your ideas. Whew. Ooh, child, help them. You see, the least you can do is build yourself. No matter how big, no matter how small the move may look like to you, I don't care. Just move. If you have a vision, I need you to visualize. In my book, Altitude Tells of Resilience, one of the quotes I have in my book says, if you were called to be a visionary, the least you can do is to provide a vision. But the only way that you're going to get that vision moving is if you get obsessed. Number three, last one. Eventually, your idols will become your rivals. This is a literal statement. This is not a joke. I'm not just quoting J. Cole, let Nas down. Shout outs to J. Cole. Shout outs to Dreamville, all them boys. But when you put time and effort in, eventually you can achieve a level of notoriety that rivals that of the person that inspired you. You heard that Kobe story. I really meant that. It happens. But it only happens to those that get obsessed and they really want it. That hunger, that desire, that energy, that tenacity, all of that, it comes together and you go and you get it. The only way that you're going to get there is by falling in love with your God-given potential and manifesting the greatness that is within you the same way that the people that you idolize did. So, in the interest of time, that's all I've got for today. We're definitely going to come back and revisit this topic of being obsessed with your greatness later. There are so many people who can tell you anything about anybody else except themselves. They can tell you anybody else's stats but their own. And the reason is because they spent so much time looking at yours that they don't have any stats for themselves. Stop living vicariously through others and start building your legacy. This isn't to say stop watching TV. I'm not telling you to get off social media. I'm on social media recording this right now, but I'm here to give you a message. I'm here to give you wisdom. I'm here to give you something that's going to make you better. What I'm telling you is that you really need to focus on becoming your best version every single day. You need to do something, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how rotund, no matter how robust. I need you to go get it. Team, literally, for real, that's all I got. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at KFitsInspires. Don't forget, my book Altitude is still out on Amazon right now. Make sure you go get your copy. Father's Day is here, so make sure you go get one for your dad. Trust me, I promise you, the book is worth the read. And if you're watching this right now on YouTube, please make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. But at the end of this show, the only thing that matters is that you are trying to become your best version, that you are trying to become your best self, and that you are constantly trying to find ways to elevate in altitude. And I genuinely hope you do that. So, in the meantime, in between time, I am Ken Coleman, also known as K-Fitz. Wear a mask, wash your face, stay safe as everything starts to open back up. And most importantly, move your dreams, move the world.